California. This is the Worldwide Healing Ministry here in Campbell, California. Today, we could talk about death. What does death mean? The Pope died today. This is April 3rd, 2005. And the world had been speaking about his condition, his ailing, and they spoke about having him die peaceably and move on to his next experience. What is it that we would have said? Would we have said, go in peace? Or would we say, live? Live for as long as you want to live, in as happy a life as you want to have, in as magnificent a body as you want to have, and live forever and ever and ever. And you say, well, that's totally outrageous. That's not the way life is. That's right. That's not the way life is, because that's not the way we have created it in the past. I have a 97-year-old friend who was in a coma for about 6 months, and everyone was ready to let her pass. And then we treated for her, and we saw her whole and perfect. We saw everything in divine order for her, not saying she should die or she should live, but everything in divine order, everything in perfect divine order. And then she came to, and she is back in her own self, fit as a fiddle. She doesn't remember a lot of things, but all of her life is beautiful. All of her world is beautiful. And she is a happy person. All is in divine order. It's not our desire or privilege or choice to say for other people they should die or they should live or they should do anything. Ours is just to say all is in divine order. And when we say all is in divine order, we are putting a cause in motion where the most perfect, most marvelous, most wonderful way that a person could live their life. And this is what we do here at the University of Healing. This is what we do in the Dowling Healing Ministry. This is what we do in the Worldwide Healing Ministry. We speak our word that all is in divine order. We are not concerned about perfect health. We're not concerned about wealth and relationships, though we sometimes speak our word about that. But what we do concern ourselves with, first we heal ourselves as practitioners, and then we speak our word about those who have come to us for treatment. And we say, all is in divine order, and nothing more wonderful could be spoken for another person or ourselves than that all is in divine order. This is what we have the privilege of speaking our word for. This is what we have the privilege of knowing, if we really want to, that all is in divine order, and all is in divine order now. That's the important thing. Yes, the Pope is gone. Yes, many others have left and moved on to other dimensions. Yes, death has come along, and people have gone to its wonderful experiences. And they're not here with us anymore on this physical plane. But when we think of death, we can think of death as all in divine order. We think of death not that we are leaving this plane or not leaving this plane, but all is in divine order. All is in divine order. And when we put that cause in motion, then we can be sure that we are giving to the person who is involved the right to make the decision for whatever their choice is, to live or to die, to be all in divine order, or to move on to another dimension, which is their choice, which is always our choice. Make these statements for yourself, and you'll find magic taking place in your life. This is the Worldwide Healing Ministry in Campbell, California. If you call our healing number, 1-888-463-8654, you'll talk to a practitioner in our headquarters. And the practitioner will say, how may I help you? And you say, I would like you to treat with me that all is in divine order in my life. All is in divine order in my life. Very good. And the practitioner will say, I see all is in divine order in your life now and forevermore. Could we want anything more complete than that? then call 1-888-463-8654 and let the practitioner there treat with you to see that all is in divine order, now and forevermore. Know that I love you. I love you. I love you.